off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I need your weights, by the way.
What do you mean?
For the plane. It's
I'm
a safety
giving
issue.
You the weight.
This is a regulation. This is
Ask Jeff if he'll give you his weight.
You're not going to give me your weight?
She doesn't even know how much I weigh.
No.
You know who else doesn't know how much I weigh? My doctor. My weight, my business, no one knows.
It's very personal.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather be dead in the Sea of Cortez than have you know what I weigh.
We got two hearts on fire, breathing higher and higher. Ashes and embers to put on flame. Girl, I bet you can see it from an
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, like that is me along with Captain Dennis RV Tom, rounding out the crew and getting ready for sun and fun. The spring break of aviation in Lakeland, Florida, just over a week. We'll be there hanging out with all our aviation friends. It's quite an event, and I look forward to this every year for sure. And over the next, I don't know, after next week's show, we're going to have at least probably three, maybe even four shows that we're going to produce from the show grounds. If you're not fortunate enough to be there, we'll try to give you a little backstage pass into the event. 200, what is it? Oh, red, white, and blue for 52, something like that. I know I get it backwards from what Gene said, but you get the idea. It'll be even more patriotic than normal, which is hard to believe because it's probably one of the most American type of things. Like, yeah, you just feel proud to be a part of this community when you're at Sun and Fun. Don't you agree, Dennis?
Especially when the jets are all flying by.
Yeah.
You can't help but, you know, freedom!
Right! America!
As we turn jet fuel into noise.
Right. So true indeed. So, all right. So, yeah, as Gene pointed out, there's going to be some hour changes or fly-in time changes, especially on the event on Wednesday because of how they're moving the air show around to the evening. But that, you know, it kind of cleans it up a little bit if you plan accordingly. But if you're planning to fly in, I mean, you definitely need to cross your T's, dot your I's, make sure you know the NOTAMs because they're pretty similar to last year, aren't they, Dennis? They didn't change a ton as far as the NOTAM part, but an approach. But last year was pretty new, and this year it's kind of more of the same, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was last year that they introduced some major changes to the fly-in arrival. It used to be you could fly into Lake Parker just outside of Sun and Fun there. And yeah. From there, it was, you know, you just joined the lineup. And unfortunately, or actually, I guess fortunately is actually a better way to put it, the event has grown so much that that wasn't giving them enough room to sequence airplanes. So now they've actually started the lineup to get into Sun and Fun is actually starting back closer to Orlando up near Fantasy of Flight.
Right.
So you actually get into the line way back there. AirVenture had to do something similar, you know, the Ripon arrival that you would have to take through, you know, Fisk, you'd start at Ripon and fly in. Well, it's the same thing now where you're starting just northwest of Fantasy of Flight. You fly over Fantasy of Flight and then you head to Lake Parker. So it's giving them a lot more of a airspace to string out the arrivals and sequence everybody in.
Yeah, it's one of the necessary evils of becoming so popular. I mean, they've been breaking attendance records pretty much the last 3 years in a row. And from what he just said, it looks like we may be on our on a flight plan to do it again this year, which is just crazy because over the it's total of 5 days, like Tuesday to Sunday. And I think it was like 700,000 people last year that converged on Lakeland Airport there where it is, thereabouts. And, you know, it's a lot of people, you know, to manage via cars and planes. And, I mean, you kind of feel it sometimes, but it's a great community for sure. And they're very organized and know how to handle the crowds. But you got to kind of know the protocol so you don't get stuck and all of a sudden you don't expect to be taxied around this way, you know, to park your plane if you're flying in or you want to take off at a particular time and find out you're backed up beyond belief. And, you know, you kind of need to know this far in advance or pretty much have a pretty good plan in place, right?
Exactly. I mean, in past years, it was predictable. They would shut down the airspace at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and they would have all the aerobatic routines. They would usually open it up again by 5 o'clock, so people could fly out then if they were done watching the air show and done for the day.
Yeah.
And that's going to continue, except for Wednesday. Because of the popularity of the night air show, they wanted, you know, switch things up a little bit and try and see if this makes it easier. So now the airport's going to stay open until 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. So you can come and go as at your leisure. And if you want to come in just for the night air show, go ahead.
Yeah.
But once the airport closes for the air show, it's also closed for the day. Right. So you can't get out after the night air show is done.
Once again, you got to wait till the wall of fire has
No, blown. Not even then. They're not opening the airport up until the next morning.
Oh, the next morning even. Okay, well, you wouldn't want to leave after that anyway. Exactly. In your airplane. And it's worth hanging around for. You know, I think Wednesday, I mean, it's by far my favorite day of the week for sun and fun. I mean, Saturday, they, you know, replicated it as well. Wednesday's kind of like the, I don't know, it's exactly the same show, I believe. Whatever they do with drones, fireworks, and the wall of fire and all this kind of stuff. But on Wednesday, I would say it's almost like the dress rehearsal for Saturday. Wouldn't you think?
I think we get the preview. We get to see it before anybody else. So we've seen it. So when you're there for Saturday night, well, that's boring. I've seen it already.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that. I mean, on Saturday, that's when all the locals come in. And I mean, it's thousands and thousands of people. Wednesday is pretty busy, too. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, your real hardcore aviation enthusiasts that are flying out to Sun and Fun to participate in the event, to kind of network. And then, you know, a lot of the touristy folks kind of come in over the weekend, which is fine, too. But, you know, it's a little bit more intimate. If you can say, you know, 200, 300,000 people is intimate. But it's still it's a lot more manageable than Saturday and Wednesday. I mean, it sounds like these changes they're making, I think that just sounds good all the way around. Wouldn't you agree to me?
No, you know, I think it's, you know, it'll be very interesting to see how this works out. And, you know, I like the idea because it is a challenge getting in. Like he said last year, we had 2 days of fog in the morning that didn't lift until 10, 11 o'clock.
Right.
And now you're shutting the airspace down at 1. So you've got a couple hour window to try to get all of those people in. And so a lot of them probably didn't come because of it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get that morning fog, they have till 5 p.m. to be able to actually make it into the show. So
right.
There's definitely some enhancements there.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's hard to beat their fireworks and drones and the nighttime air spectacles and things. They're always kind of kicking it up a notch. And I have a feeling it's for the red, white, and blue 52, you know, theme. I bet they're going to mix it up a little bit more in that regard, and that'll shine through on the displays. RV Tom, what do you think? Is that something that you look for? Is Wednesday your big day, too, to really enjoy that kind of stuff? Or you've been there so many years, you don't really care anymore, and you're there to hobnob and make, you know, mamscaritas or something. Mamscaritas, yeah.
I like everything from Tuesday morning from the day they open up until Saturday night. I enjoy every aspect of the show, from, you know, meeting people from airlines I haven't seen, talking to the vendors, talking to the aircraft manufacturers, you know, hanging out with Dwayne and Bonnie from Velocity. I enjoy, and obviously afterwards back at the campsites, you know, cooking dinner and having drinks and friends. I enjoy every bit of it.
Yeah, you know, notice how he didn't mention you or me.
Nope, Dennis. I noticed that too.
Can you blame him? Absolutely not. That's just.
I don't want to ruin my reputation.
Well, right.
And you have a reputation.
He's smarter than you or I, Dennis.
And, yeah, there you go.
He knows. He knows better than to associate with our crazy crew. But no, it is. It is an awesome time. It really is.
There is. And actually, I just found some of my Just Plain Radio stickers. I'm going to, when I get there, I'm going to stick them all over the front of the Velocity booth. So, and they'll ask me, and it says, ask me about this, and I'll tell them all about the show. Yeah. I did that for the last 3 years.
And look where we are.
Yep. Popularity is just out the roof right now.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah, okay, we'll go with that.
I was wondering where that was going.
Exactly.
No, we appreciate it. Taking us down with him? I don't know.
We do. All right, more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.